So how are things going? Making the most of one-on-ones with your manager. Written by Paul J. Kostick. Narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. So, how are things going? These words frequently open a one-on-one meeting between a manager and an employee. When I first started my career, a sit-down with your manager typically only took place during the annual performance appraisal review. Many employees dreaded, and still do, these reviews as a futile exercise. Managers spent too little time, gave generic advice, and provided feedback that was often just a little too late. Is feedback on a job done poorly in May much use 6 months later? The one-on-one is an attempt to develop and increase communication and promote feedback between managers and employees. While many professionals will call such a strategy a response to the millennials and their perceived need for constant feedback and affirmation, it is actually a valuable meeting all employees need. Immediate feedback about the fit of an assignment, performance on a project, and issues with working conditions fellow employees or managers need to be addressed sooner rather than later. In a time where employee retention is critical to organizations, delays in responding to such issues can result in loss of productivity or even worse, losing an employee. If your organization isn't doing one-on-ones, you should ask why. If you're a manager, start planning now to hold regular meetings with your team. Paul J. Kostick. Preparing. If you're new to the world of work or to an organization that does biweekly or monthly one-on-ones, what should you expect and use the time for? These sessions will typically run 30 minutes. They are not meant for a deep dive on an assignment or an issue, but rather a quick check-in to see how an assignment is going. Have you run into a problem or an issue and need your manager's help? If appropriate, your manager will likely hold a separate meeting with you to address the issue. You can also use the one-on-one to talk about a training opportunity or other opportunities you'd like to take on. As with any meeting, it is best to prepare and have an agenda for the meeting. Your manager may have one. Ask before you meet the first time. If she or he doesn't have an agenda, then you should create your own. Keep notes on activities for the discussion. This talk should be a conversation. If a deep discussion becomes necessary, then schedule a time to further discuss the items. If there is a problem, document what the issue is. Personal, technical help needed to solve a problem, or maybe an assignment isn't a good fit for your skills. You should expect your manager to do the same thing. If she or he has issues with your work performance, then she or he should raise such matters during your talks, not at your annual review. One-on-ones are your chance to ask about changes coming to the organization, a new opportunity and how you should prepare for it, and how to develop new skills. Maybe you've identified a training opportunity and you want to discuss attending. Break out the costs versus the returns for your organization. Take notes at the meeting and use your notes from these meetings to build a plan to respond to any issues, make your case for change, and to include in your annual review. The conversation. The goal of a one-on-one is to have a conversation about how things are going. I know this dialogue may be difficult with your boss, so try to meet in a relaxed environment, a company cafeteria, a quiet meeting space, or off-site if possible. Stay away from meeting in their offices, their spaces. If your boss doesn't start off with, "So, how are things going?" then the phrase is yours to use. Besides talking about your work and any issues, try to maintain a personal level. Talk about vacation plans, yours and theirs. Discuss any classes or courses you've both taken. Doing so will help make the personal connection and make discussions on issues easier. If you're thinking about going into management, then use this time to bring up your interest. Ask what you need to do to prepare and enlist your manager's help. If you're having problems in your current assignment, then make sure you have a clear definition of what the problem is, not just, "I don't like what I'm doing." Have some alternate options you'd like to pursue. If your manager cannot make a change for you now, there are times when we're all faced with assignments we don't like but that need to be done. Perhaps she or he could offer you an upcoming assignment upon completion of your current project. And if your manager talks about a problem with you, performance or team interaction, then listen to what is being said before you respond. Repeat back what your manager has said to ensure you understand the issue. It will give you time to think about your response. If your manager has a suggestion, don't just accept or reject it. In this case, you will need to schedule a follow-up meeting. You can also use one-on-one sessions to learn more about what is happening at the company you work for. You may find out about a new business area opening up or some opportunities in a different location or country. Now is also the time to solicit feedback on your performance, things you are doing well, and things needing to be addressed or corrected. It's always hard to get negative feedback, but getting it sooner rather than later is much better. You'll now have the opportunity to discuss the issue and develop a plan to address it. We should also discuss remote workers and how to make a one-on-one work. My experience is with two types of remote workers, those in the same area but who work from home all or some of the time, and those that are geographically remote. For local remote workers, I recommend trying to meet face-to-face for your one-on-ones. Any conversation is better when you can see the body language of the person you're talking with. If you're geographically remote, then consider using Skype or FaceTime for your talks. At least you can see the person you're talking to, and it eliminates the desire to multitask. Follow-up. If you leave the meeting with action items, make sure you and your manager have agreed on a time for a response, that is, your next one-on-one and a specific date. This step is especially important if you are asking to attend a training program or looking for a new assignment. The note should also serve as a starting point for your performance review. If things are going well, you can make note of your one-on-one meetings in your annual performance appraisal. If you need to address some items, you can explain what you did and how you achieved the desired outcome. By identifying and addressing performance issues before the annual review, you eliminate the question, "Was this issue really a problem, and if so, why?" And you don't have to worry about how you are supposed to fix a problem after the fact. Performance appraisal review. The advantage of one-on-one sessions is they help you prepare for your annual review. If your manager asked you to address or correct a particular issue, you can now include how you responded in your annual performance appraisal. If you took training courses or attended a conference, you can provide examples of how you used the new information in your work. Did you pick up new skills for a new position? You'll have already documented them, and you can demonstrate how you applied them. Your annual review is the wrap-up of all the one-on-ones you had during the year. Did you continue to use your skills to the fullest extent? Address any issues and correct problems. Use new learning in assignments. Did a new assignment make better use of your skills? There should be no surprises on either side for the review. Rather, it has now become an opportunity to review the closing year, as well as to spend time looking forward to the coming year. Now you're prepared. You can answer the question, "So, how are things going?" with confidence and flair. About the author. Paul J. Kostick is a longtime IEEE volunteer. He served as president of IEEE USA in 1999 and on the IEEE Board of Directors. He has also served as president of the IEEE Aerospace and Electronic Systems Society 2000-2001, and he chaired the American Association of Engineering Societies 2003. Kostick has also chaired the IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Conference, the AIAA and IEEE Digital Avionics Systems Conference, and the IEEE Global Humanitarian Technology Conference. He has also chaired IEEE USA committees on workforce, careers, communications, and employment. Kostick is currently a senior systems engineer with Base 2 Solutions, a Bellevue, Washington consulting firm. He works with companies in the aerospace and medical device industries, providing the analysis and definition of requirements for complex electronic systems. Such analysis includes requirements definition, translation into technical, functional, and constraint requirements, generation of specifications, support of internal design activity in developing products, and serving as customer interface. Kostick is also an adjunct professor in the ECE department at Seattle University. This has been So How Are Things Going? Making the Most of One-on-Ones with Your Manager, written by Paul J. Kostick, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.